Elizabeth, ELIZABETH, Kohlenberg, Kohlenburg. Today's 129/24. She was born 3/1/63. This is a 61-year-old woman, morbidly obese woman with diabetes, hypertension, right below the knee amputation, lower extremity swelling, status post CVA, right left-sided weakness, is bedbound, and with severe pain and symptoms of neuropathy, period. Patient tells me that she can only get out of bed with two or three people helping her because of her weight. She has a wheelchair that she sits in, but most of the time she spends time in bed, period. Medications include allergy, none. Family history positive for diabetes, hypertension, surgical history, gallbladder surgery, cardiac stent placement. Has had numerous sacral ulcer debridements in the past. She has a stage 2 that's healing. Leg amputation, left below the knee, and has had back surgery years ago. COVID immunization up to date. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. She's divorced 35 years ago. Worked for Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L-L, grocery store and post office in the past. Patient has been disabled for some time. Patient has been in and out of the hospital because of abnormal blood sugars, congestive heart failure, failure to overall deconditioning, shortness of breath, unstable angina, and has requested evaluation, home evaluation, so she would never have to go back in hospice evaluation. So she would never have to go back and forth to the hospital. Examination reveals blood pressure 160 over 90, pulses 92, respirations 18 and febrile. Heart positive, some positive, still distant heart sounds, most likely because of very thick chest, lungs clear, but shallow breath sounds, abdomen very obese. Patient was not able to turn, and I was never able to turn it by myself to look at her sacrum decubitus. We'll have a wound care specialist take a look at that in the next 24 hours. Patient has below the knee amputation on the left side. There's edema on the right side. There's decreased pulses. Neurological, patient has left-sided weakness. Here we have a very disabled 61-year-old woman with multiple medical issues, including obesity, diabetes, neuropathy. Most likely can fit the criteria for coronary end-stage heart disease with recurrent chest pain, unstable angina, shortness of breath, whom wishes no longer to go back and forth to the hospital, period. New paragraph, she also suffers from peripheral vascular disease, diabetic neuropathy, left-sided weakness, CVA, history of myocardial infarction, coronary artery disease, status post stent placement, and corpulmonale with morbid obesity and sleep apnea. Patient's overall prognosis is quite poor. Thank you.